Cleve, C-L-E-V-E, Vercher. Last name is V as in Victor, E-R-C-H-E-R. Date of visit is 11/13/2025. My plan is to share this with the hospice medical director. Patient is seen for face-to-face evaluation. Patient currently is in his fourth benefit period from 11/13/2025 to 1/11/2026. It's a 66-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with history of COPD, core pulmonary hypertension, O2 dependency. Tachycardia, pedal edema, ADL dependency. He requires oxygen at all times. His O2 side was noted to be at 94%. For 2 liters, he uses oxygen as a PRN basis, but he does much better per family member when he is willing to wear his oxygen. He has a PPS score of 40%, has bouts of confusion, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent, oriented to person, and sometimes place, but not today. Patient has pedal edema related to his CHF. And COPD. Change that patient is currently on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease associated with heart failure. Let's put that in there. Patient has chronic pain. He appears much older than stated age. He becomes very short of breath with New York Heart Association class 3. But now even more short of breath at rest from time to time. He has air hunger, anxiety, fatigue, severe debility. Patient has had both functional and mental decline. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. He has limited ambulation, even with the help of cane. Patient's son states that his dad has definitely changed in the past 6 months as far as his condition is concerned, and he doesn't believe he has much longer to live. Given the fact that he remains hospice appropriate, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains appropriate for hospice care at home. Overall prognosis is poor. Thank you.